Manik, and what it means in Munas Chachamim, and where does Das Torah come from? What were these ideas? So, I think it's very appropriate for the days that we're in now, which is Shavuos. Shavuos is the Chag of Kabbalah's Old Torah, which means on Shavuos we read Megillas Rus. In Megillas Rus there's a lot of halachas learned there about Geirus, Kinyan Chalipin, and different pratim about it. And the idea of Geirus, you read on Shavuos, Geirus is Kabbalah's mitzvahs, Amech Ami. Your nation is my nation. I belong to this nation. I belong to this Am, the Am Yisrael. Shavuos is the Chag Ageir. Shavuos is the Chag where of Kabbalah Satayra. But it's Mavur in the Lashon of the famous Yishami that the Shainim quote, the Rach quotes in Rosh Hashanah, the Askenim quotes it, the Rekeach. The Lashon over there is Kishikibaltim Aleim all Torah of HaMitzvah, the all of Torah. What's the all of Torah? Malani Aleichem Kilu Lechatasem Ye'oilam. But there's all Torah of it, the Kabbalah's all Torah. The Rambam in his Suri Bia, when he discusses Geiris, he says, Chela Deiris over there, speaks out that a Ger, there's a bris, there's a bond. When two people make a bris, Shaz, each one is promising to commit to the other one. I'm committing to give you, and that's it. I'm just giving you. But each one of us are promising, and we're creating a bond between the two. I give to you, and you're going to be giving to me. There's a belonging to each other. There's Kabbalah's old Torah, the Rambam says, and there's a carbon ger. But there's a Kabbalah's old Torah. A ger with his Kabbalah's old Torah, he becomes, there's a schaivus over here, a shiva, a schaivus. And that's why perhaps in Megillas Rus we have the discussion of Kinyan Suda, which is also a Kinyan, a schaivus one to the other. There's a schaivus over here. Moshe Kibbol Torah doesn't just mean Moshe received the Torah, it means Moshe accepted, he devoted himself to Torah, he devoted himself to the Torah. When a chassin becomes a chassin, he accepted a kala, and now there's a ksuba, there's shibudim, my life is now devoted towards this by accepting it. And that's what the Yishami says, Kabbalah's old Torah, that's the Kabbalah's old Torah. Just want to point that also the Mishnah of this refers to us as Va'apo'al l'matzeilim. We're a pile. We're a pile. We're a sacha. We're hired. We're eved. We're balabais teveya. There's a balabais being teveya. We have some kind of shiva. We have a schaivus. There's an old Torah over here. This is all including the old Torah. And that's what Shavuos is. Shavuos is the nasav and ishmas accepting that old Torah. Then, and that's the simcha of Shavuos Be'etzim. The Gemara Pesachim says that you fear on Shavuos with more gashmias with macholim and shesiyah to show our excitement, that simcha rabba for the Kabbalah's old Torah that we're excited about accepting. But the Kabbalah's old Torah is not just a theoretical commitment to Torah, to learn Torah, or to be part of this. It's an all. The Nefesh Chaim brings that all. It's like from Lashon of, you put a yoke on an ox, so that it should go in its furrow, in its row, not to turn right or left. There's a direction that we need to go in, a direction that we have to follow through. And this old Torah is negated to every day of our life, every moment of our life, every action we do. So now is the time, right now, to prepare, when we're preparing for Shavuos, to prepare, to be ready, to be mekabel what this old Torah is. Which is that every Yid must follow the Torah in every move, he does, in every action he does, in everything in his life. He has to follow Torah, which includes a bittul of our own das. There's a bittul of our own das to the das of the Torah. We're being mevatel our own das to the das of the Torah, to what the Torah wants us to do, what the Ribbono Shel'Olam wants us to do in every situation, every instance that we're in. And it goes so wide that it's not just, it's in halacha, hashkafa, in midas, as maybe we'll get to some examples, but where we find the chazal, even just to know what things we will think is simple, but we do it because this is what the Torah wants us to do in this situation. Rav Yosef Karo, he helped us out, he made a Shulchan Aruch. He wrote four chalakim, is our chayim, which is our daily life, from the time we wake up to the time we wake up. It's not from the time we wake up until we go to sleep, because there's dinim also. When you're sleeping, there are dinim. So it's mamish, it's every moment of our life, how to act and what to do in every situation of our daily life. We have Yerdeya, which includes dinim of Issa v'Heter, Shechita, Trefis, Basav v'Chalav, all the other dinim, Beitzim, and just going through Tarevis, Issa v'Heter, you come to other halachas of Issa v'Heter later on with the Machol Yaakov. It's telling us when you're coming in contact with Goyim, how to act. You're doing business, how to act with different Schaira. And then we come to Evan Ezra, which is our Ishas. We got married. Life according to what the Torah, how the Torah wants us to live. Beginning with the Mitzvah Peruvu, Kima Peruvu, Kiddushin, Ksuba, and Rachman Zem, someone is in a situation where there's a need for separation. There's Dina Get. There's Gittin, and there's Yibum, Chalitza, there's all different dinim that are included in Evan Ezra. And then the fourth chedik is Chayshim Mishpat. Chayshim Mishpat consists of tough, I forgot exactly how many simonim, tough chavav. So there's 426 simonim over there, which sometimes we don't get to there because going through there, all different monetary situations that come up, every single one, there's dinim, there's how to act in it. And somehow, when it comes to a lot of times to mamonis, people are just very easy to just like take it in their own hands, because pasha must be mutter, or even if that's if they thought about it, then they come to like, pasha might be mutter, or if they didn't think about it. But there's direction. We need direction in every area of our life. Like you said, halacha, hashkafa, midas, and all that. So now, what does the word emunah mean? So now comes the role of the emunas chacham. Emunas chacham, what does that mean? So emunah is not just faith. I have faith. A leap of faith. It's not just faith. Right? You can jump into something you don't understand for the sake of faith. That's not emunah. Emunah means trust. Reliance, trust. That's the talk is more reliance, but emunah is you have trust. We say in the morning, Maidanil Fnechem El Chayv Kayam, Shechazad Mishwazi, Rab Emunah Secha. What does it mean, Rab Emunah Secha? Hashem is trustworthy. We can depend on Him. He's dependable. We can depend on the Ribbono Shel Olam. When Hashem does something, He's trusted. We have trust in Him. And someone goes on a plane. I went to a mashal. You go on a plane. Your life is in the hands of the pilot. So why are you doing it? You know, I mean, there are stories. Something could happen. You trust that pilot. You trust the airline that they're not going to do anything stupid because they'll get sued or whatever it is. But you have a certain amount of trust over here. There's trust. You buy a product in the store. You buy medicine, which could be dangerous. But you're trusting the company that they didn't put in anything that's going to kill you on the spot. There's a certain amount of trust. So when it comes to the Ribbono Shel Olam, there has to be real trust. There's real trust. So that's emunah is real trust. So over here we have Torah is a reality. There's a mitzias of Torah. There's a mitzias of Torah. There's a reality of Torah. There's the world of Torah. There's this world of Torah that we were discussing just before. That's the old Torah. The old Torah is this path, how the Torah wants us to live our lives and go. And the more we trust the Ribbono Shel Olam, the more we believe I mean, more than believe. It's not just that we believe it was written by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the more emuna we have in it, the more we'll be able to get involved in it and become part of it. Part of this real, it's a real existence, it's a real world. There's an interesting Yalkut Shemayni. It's also in the Chilta. Vayiminu v'Hashem v'Moshe Avdon. So we say they had emuna in Hashem and Moshe. So it's mashma. There's two types of emuna over here. There's emuna in Hashem. Then there's emuna in Moshe Rabbeinu. What's the emuna? Emuna in Hashem is that everything comes. But there's emuna in Moshe Rabbeinu that everything that comes out of his mouth is Dvar Hashem. It's pure Dvar Hashem. The first thing we teach a child is Torah Tziva Lanu, Moshe, Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe Marasha, right? Even though Moshe Rabbeinu is a person, we're not into believing in, we're not into focusing on a person, but we need some kind of shliach. We need some kind of shliach between us and the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, which is like the window towards the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. It's through the shliach that's giving over to us what the Ratzon of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is. What is the Dvar Hashem? What is the Dvar Hashem? So the emunah in Moshe Rabbeinu is that he's giving us, we trust him to give us that Dvar Hashem. And the one that's communicating with HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give us that direction, right, is Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's the Chachmei HaMeseira. These are all the Chachmei HaMeseira were the ones that were teaching us the reality of Torah, the Metzius of Torah. So Emunah Chachamim is, we have Emunah in them. Right? Picture the Chafetz Chaim, or take a Gadol from now, Chaim Kanievsky, or a Gadol, picture a Gadol. A Gadol. Rabbi Ruchim used to talk about the Chafetz Chaim. Many places Rabbi Ruchim talks about the Chafetz Chaim. Rabbi Ruchim says, if you left the Chafetz Chaim in a room, in your house, and you walked out, no one else is home, and they come home and then something was stolen, it disappeared, a dining room table disappeared. Would you even think that the Chafetz Chaim walked off with it? It wouldn't enter your mind because you trust him. You have a certain trust that where's that trust coming from? Because the Chafetz Chaim is such a person who's Kaddish and Tar, he's pure. There's not Shaykh to him. So that's who the Chachmei HaMeseira are. There's a trust because the Mesillas Yesharim tells us how the world is like a maze. So the famous piece is like a maze. And in order to get through it, the only people that know are the ones who made it through. So they're the ones that can give us direction in the maze. They're the ones that can give us direction in the maze. So that's one mila that the Chacham have, that they've gone through it and they can give us direction. There's another nekuda, that when someone sits down to learn a Gemara, many times you sit down to learn a Gemara, I think we spoke about this a few times, you sit down to learn a Gemara. Rav Ashi tells us something, and to you it sounds very strange. So either you can just nod and say, okay, yeah, no, or you can challenge it in a way that you're saying, like, I don't understand what Rav Ashi is saying. To me, it sounds weird, sounds bizarre. But what's your approach to that? Your approach is that, to me, it sounds weird because it just doesn't, to me, because I am not part of that reality, so to me, it's foreign. So what's the next step? I want to understand what Rav Ashi is saying over here. I want to understand what is this Das Torah over here. So when I'm learning up this sugya, I'm trying to understand what Rav is saying. I'm trying to understand that. And the more I'm mevatel my das to understand, you know, it's good that you start off with that question, that I'm so far from this, and realizing that the way I think, the way I would approach this scenario is so different than what the Gemara is saying. It's good to have that thought, but then to realize that because I'm so far from that Torah reality, and by doing that, now when I shtel suit to understand what the Gemara is telling me, I begin more and more to understand what the das of the Torah is in every situation. And that's the maila of the Chachamim, where they were so mevatel themselves that to the extent that their own thinking became, it's not part of the reality. So they begin das Torah, they begin to think, and they're trained already that they think what the Torah would say already. That's their das. So that's the emunah's chacham, and that's where das Torah comes from. So the chachmei ha-mesira, they're bringing us our mesira. We have trust in these shluchim, the shluchim of Hashem. If there's a, but again, the question one has to ask themselves is, do we want to trust somebody? Do we need to? We have to realize, and this way Amola was, the way it was, it was a community, a kila, where they had a rav, a rebbe, whoever it may be, that any question they had and what to do was discussed with their manik to find out what is the das Torah on this, what should I be doing in this situation. And there was this batlis, it goes with this batlis to want to know what is the das Torah here. That's the old Torah, to enter into that reality, that metzius of the Torah, which is, now we have to also realize that we're so influenced by so many outside things, just walking out in the street and even without even being involved in the media of hearing the news and their hashkaf on what how to view the what took place in this place, what took place in that place. Just being outside and seeing your sviva is mashpi on the person that removes us from this reality. So the more we connect to our rabbanim, the more we mevatel ourselves to the Torah and to the shluchim of the Torah, like giving it over to us. There's another kudu also that the Gdolim understood that all their chachma, and we know this from stories, we hear all the time stories with the Mikdash David, I think he understood that I had to make a helicopter, or the Chafetz Chaim mentioned already there was going to be such a thing like that, the Chaznish knew the cure of cancer, the different meisim that Chachmas HaTorah is so broad, everything, there's so much in Chachmas HaTorah, it's all there. You know, Chanukah time we talk about the Yevanim were what I see. There's a darga above that is what I hear, even if I can't see. The Torah is something, even the Chachmas HaTorah is so, and they understood the Chachmas HaTorah. So just to sum up this point is that many of us are in yeshiva, and many of us are leaving yeshiva, to go, even if we're going to continue learning somewhere else, maybe in a community, maybe going to work, or whatever the situation may be, there's a Torah for every situation that we're in, there's a Torah. You know, Rav Yankiv Zvart, by Yaakov Avinu, he was 63 already, 64, 63, before he went to Lavan's house. And he stopped off to learn by Shem Ve'eva for 14 years. I mean, he's been learning all his life by his father Yitzchak in the Beis Medrash of Yitzchak. So he needed another 14 years? So Rav Yankiv says that there was the Torah of Golos. There was the Torah of Yitzchak, which was for when sitting in the Beis Medrash, staying in the Beis Medrash. But then there's a Torah, how to act and how to deal with situations that are going to come up with a lovin. But there's a Torah, and it took him 14 years to learn that Torah, because Shem Ve'eva, Rav Yaakov explained, Shem Ve'eva grew up, the Dar Mabel, Dar Flaga, so that was their Torah. Their Torah was how to live within Rishayim. But it's not just something, okay, I'll figure out. And when I'll be in that situation, I'll figure out what to do. There's direction. The Torah has direction how to act. It's not like kirev, I'll do the kirev the way I... There's direction how to do kirev. In the Chokmah, the Torah, everything's there. How to, on a workplace. There's dinim, what am I allowed to do, what I'm allowed to do when I come in contact with different people? What's my? I can't just have any party I want with the workers or with the boss. There are certain parties, yes, certain times not. Wine parties. With women comes up. What am I allowed to do and what not? These are things that need shaylas, need questioning, need asking how to deal with these situations, learning the sigya, and gaining direction. That's all included in Kabbalah's old Torah, and that's what Shavuos is. Shavuos is not just Kabbalah's Torah, it's a commitment to the all of Torah, and to all. It's all, it's a schaivas, it's a hishiba to it. And like we mentioned, that our window to the Dvar Hashem is through the Shluchim, which is the Chachmei HaMaseirah, the ones that are giving us over the Torah from one generation to the next generation. And we have to, Shtaltsu, Amunah means we have to trust them for what they're telling us, which means it's battles of our own Deah to what they're telling us is the Dvar Hashem. And their Maisim, even if they tell us one thing and it didn't work, it's not just that they told us wrong. This is Dvar Hashem. And it also affects our way of learning. If we go to our learning, when we're learning a Blat Gemara, with this Machshava, it's a whole different learning. I'm learning, and Echami, I would have said this, or I would have this, but I want to know what does Rav Ashi say? What is Ravina, Rav and Abaya handling over here? How do they see this? And the truth is, just like it's a Shver Sugya, Pagin Dibur is a Shver Sugya, whatever Sugya you're learning is a Shver Sugya. And when you'll have a Shaila in one of those Sugyas, it's going to be Pashit to you. Shechita, Trefis, you're not going to decide how to do a Shechita on your own. So too, when it comes to Chaysh Mishpat, in many areas of Chaysh Mishpat, where also it's a sugya, and we all know that. How many ktsais and nesivas is shach that we learn when we're learning pashat above kama b'matzia, b'vasa, and it's a sugya. So just like we wouldn't take on assumption on ourselves in those areas, so too when it comes to any other area, the same thing. That's the job of the Rav Be'etzim is to help his people to grow in Torah and bring them closer to Torah and give them direction how they could themselves live a life of Torah and start thinking in the way of Torah. But and therefore one has to find a Rav where they feel that this is a Rav that they have to find a Rav that they're comfortable with, but comfortable meaning not because it's convenient, but comfortable that he has the time and they could sit down with him and speak to him and figure out in all situations where how am I supposed to be going, for the direction how am I supposed to be going, and he'll give you the direction. Once you receive that direction, more and more we shtelt sutta Torah, our das becomes also more thinking like the Torah wants us to think. Okay. Next. So that, oh, I meant to say, so the Hemshech, this was really just the Akdama to the city. This is the Akdama to what we would like to do. We like to try to find different topics and situations that come up that are sukkah taka that we need to prepare ourselves before we go out there. That's what we want to take for the weekend.
Yeah, also the other one, 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 the other one,